voice for common sense and a face for radio. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
All right, holiday travel. Well, here it goes, especially starting in the next week or so. What happens if your plans get messed up and it's not your fault and it's the airline? Yeah, I know people that this has happened to, but some of the rules, they've shifted, so you need to know what your rights are just in case this happens. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. I am now joined by Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group. Let me start with kind of a story on this. It was a year or two ago that Southwest Airlines had that meltdown right during Christmas time, and my brother and his wife were among those who were stuck at his in-laws for over a week and a half, and he could not even return to work because of the airline's dysfunction when it comes to getting people where they were supposed to go. Now, since then, there's been a lot of things revisited on as far as regulation and best practices and things, but that really, I think, highlighted what's at stake. It's not just a matter of bad customer service here, Teresa. This can really mess up people's lives and plans and works and finances.
Oh, you are absolutely right. I mean, that Southwest thing, that debacle, it was horrific. I mean, Southwest did end up paying a $140 million fine, but I'm sure that the millions of people who were stranded in airports, that didn't help them at all. Even if they got money back for their flights, it's like, no, they wanted to spend time with their relatives for the holidays.
So since that happened, I mean, I understand that sometimes things happen, weather will delay things, and there are things that are outside of everybody's control. But when we've got air travel for the holidays in particular, it's more crowded, it's busier, we've got to plan ahead. What are some of the things that we need to keep in mind as consumers, as the customers, as far as our rights in all of this? Because we may think of it as just a flight, and a lot of people think of it as being at the mercy of the airline. But this is a contract. We have purchased a service here. So what are the rights we need to know about going in?
There are three things that people really need to remember going into this holiday travel season. One is travel is expected to be a whole lot busier than what it was last year, and it was busier last year than it was the year before that. For the first half of this year, travel was up about 7%. What does that mean? It means the airports are going to be more crowded. The lines are going to be longer. You're going to have to fight for overhead bin space for your carry-on, and people need to recognize that and, you know, frankly, get to the airport early. Second is in May, Congress passed a big FAA reauthorization bill that implemented about a couple of dozen major consumer protections. And it's really, frankly, the most substantial airline passenger protection package that we have seen in memory and maybe ever. So there's about two dozen new things and a handful of smaller things. And so we can go through that. And then the third thing is that people need to just remember exactly what you said. They do have rights. There are so many of them in all kinds of circumstances with refunds. And if you're bumped involuntarily and if your bag is lost, people are never going to be able to remember those. They just need to remember, hey, I do have rights. And if something happens, they need to know how to access information about what those rights are.
All right. And Public Interest Research Group has posted now the 2024 Guide to Air Travel. We are visiting with Teresa Murray, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group Education Fund Consumer Watchdog. So we don't have time to go into all of those new changes from a consumer perspective, but let's touch on maybe the one or two biggest ones that are most likely to affect people, because I don't want people thinking that, wait a minute, I saw a video on Instagram that had somebody acting out a conflict with an airline reporter or airline, attendant, and I know what my rights are. They need to get it from the actual source. So if something goes wrong, you're involuntarily bumped, you missed your flight, no fault of your own. What are the biggest things that we need to know and the biggest things we need to do to protect our rights?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say is we did put together a comprehensive guide that people can find at PIRG.org/flight tips. So PIRG.org/flight tips. And it's kind of a one-stop shop to new changes, old changes, things that you should know about, tips just to remember. The biggest thing that changed for this holiday season, and it actually just took effect, is for flights booked starting October 28th and later. There's something called the No Hassle Refunds, and that is part of what Congress passed back in May. And what this means is that if your flight is canceled for any reason, it doesn't matter whether it's the airline's fault or not, bad weather, TSA issues, equipment, doesn't matter, then you are entitled to a full refund for your flight, your baggage fees, all of that. But here's the key. You're entitled to a refund if you want it. You may not want a refund because if you're at the airport and the airline refunds your money and you need to go book a new flight, hey, same day during the holidays, it's probably going to be a lot more expensive. And so people need to know what all of the moving parts are of this new part of the law. The main thing is that it means that people are going to need to pay attention to their notifications from their airline, their text messages, their emails. Hopefully they have the airline's app. They're paying attention to app notifications, because if there is a cancellation in there or there is a delay and they want to change your flight, rebook you, you need to pay attention to that. Otherwise, you could be sitting in the airport over the holidays.
Yeah, and you could end up, I guess, missing it. And that's one of the things that it seems to me, at least my experience in the last several years, maybe it's just projection, Teresa, is that every flight I'm on now is packed to the gills. There are no empty seats. So I suspect they're running fewer flights than before because they want to make sure they're packed, which means that if you get bumped or rearranged or something, there's a chance there's no room. It used to be you could just catch the next one, but you may not be able to.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. I mean, the airports are going to be busier. The TSA lines are going to be busier. Most of the flights are going to be fuller than what they have been in years past. And so it's very important for people not only, to get there early. I would frankly try to get there before boarding starts, a half hour before boarding starts, so that if you have a place in line, you get that place in line. But you can't just assume that it's like, oh, hey, I'll just catch the next flight or I'll get one later today. You may find that the next flight is like tomorrow or the next day, and those flights might be filled up too. And so, why this is important is because it's a little squishy right now how the airlines are going to actually implement this with this no hassle refunds part of the law. In some cases, the airline may send you a notification, hey, your flight for this afternoon got canceled. We're going to rebook you for one that's, instead of leaving at 3 o'clock, it's going to leave at 7 o'clock. Let us know if you want that flight. And if they're waiting for an answer from you and you don't respond, they may give that seat to somebody else. In some cases, maybe there is bad weather coming in and they want to get the flight going earlier. So maybe they'll say, hey, this flight's going to leave 45 minutes early. Well, if you don't get that notification, you're going to miss your flight and you're not going to get a refund.
All right. And the last minute or so we've got, Teresa, are airlines still overbooking flights? That's just something I've never understood, where they were overbooked and then have to kick some people off. Are they still doing that, or has that been changed with the new rules?
No, the new rules did not really address anything with what's called denied boarding. And so, yes, the airlines overbook. Yes, they're allowed to overbook. The law is that if you get bumped involuntarily, then they have to compensate you according to how long you're actually delayed. But that is something that people need to recognize. And it's all the more reason to get to the airport early. Because again, if you don't get on your flight, the fact that they're going to give you several hundred dollars, that may not really kind of satisfy you. That was not something that was addressed. It's been the law for a long time that they do have to compensate you if they boot you involuntarily.
All right. And once again, we find the 2024 Guide to Air Travel from you all. Where do we do that again? And also, where can we find you on social media?
Sure. So the short link to the guide, it's perg.org/flight tips. And it's got links to, it outlines all of the changes in the law that just took effect, some things that are coming next year, things that people need to know, links to DOT, like their website that explains who will put you up in a hotel overnight, who will give you meal vouchers, all of that, how to file a complaint if you need to, and then all kinds of just cool insider tips. So it's really a one-stop shop. And so we recommend that to people. And then on various platforms, you can find me at Teresa Murray Perg, no spaces, no periods. And I'm on all of the social media formats.
All right, Teresa, good talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, one tip that's offered as well outside of the financial part, put an AirTag in your bag if it's being checked. That way, if it gets lost or stolen, well, you can find it. All right, got some experiences? I'd love to hear them. Find me on Facebook. Just look up American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.